Hi, this is Jay Ossing from Twin Peaks The Return. You're listening to Inspirato Projecto.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. We're going this way. We're going this way. Some street skirmishes. Street skirmish. That sounds actually like a good name for a TV show, Street Skirmish. And it's just all about the various goings-ons. As I was approaching, I was trying to capture the loud yelling that was happening as I was approaching the crosswalk, there was two guys who were walking across the other crosswalk. Oh, they're in front of me. Okay, hold on. We're catching up. Let's see. Let's see if we can catch some of what they're saying. I'm going to see if I can, inconspicuously record what's going on here, okay? This is part of, hashtag podcast life. This is one of those situations. Okay, we have a whole situation here with cars pulling out, cars pulling in. You never know what's going to happen. Walking through the streets of Los Angeles. I met you in an Uber.
You met me in an Uber.
I was on back from substitute teaching kids improvisation. You were just coming back from
the podcast.
Yes. Yeah. How you doing? Good to see you.
What's your name again?
Good to see you. I'm Kurt. Pleasure to see you again. This is so cool.
Yeah.
You work here. Well, it's fantastic. There's this amazing festival that was going on over in the park over there.
Uh-huh.
And just astounding Ukrainian music. It was
just
incredible. Yeah,
that's
so I recorded
sick.
Some of it.
Yeah, that's sick. Oh, wait, did you ever DM me about that show?
I did.
You did?
I'll send it to you again, though.
Yeah, please. I'll check my DM because honestly, I probably didn't look at it.
I'm recording right now. Is there anything you'd want to say to anyone?
Oh, man.
I was just recording on my way back.
What do you want to talk about? What do you want?
Are there any new things that you're working on, for instance?
Man, I just got I'm shooting the Muppets this week. So,
really?
Yeah.
No way.
That's totally cool.
Are you allowed to say what it is?
No, that's all I can say. But yeah, that's exciting. And I think I just want to tell everyone out there
incredible.
To like take care of themselves mentally, spiritually, physically. You're loved and you're important.
That's good. Very good. Where can people find you so they can?
It's just my Instagram is Anna Marte. So Anna Marte. M as in Mary, Arte.
Cool.
Yeah. Yo, that's so cool.
That's very exciting.
Such a small world.
My heart was just leading me this way. I'm like, oh, I'm just going this way. I'm following the intuition. Let's see where it goes.
That's so dope, man. Well, it was good seeing you.
It was good seeing you.
Yeah.
Have a good night. Oh my God. You're great vibes. Have a good night. Okay.
I'll see you later.
Take care. This is incredible. You know, you just kind of find yourself walking. And before you know it, you come across these folks as you're just walking through the street, man. That was crazy. That was astounding. That was crazy. Let's see what's happening in here today. Hi. I've met you a long time ago. I'm Kurt. How you doing? Good to see you.
Yeah.
Good to see you again.
How are you?
It's so funny that you happen to be here because every time I think of this place, I automatically think of you because I saw you perform here
before. I was going to say this room.
Yeah. Did you work here or something? Kurt.
No, actually.
I've been here forever. I just saw him play, and so
it's awesome. I just got back from this like Ukrainian festival that was over in the park. It was phenomenal, phenomenal music. And I was just like, I'm walking down this way. Yeah, it was good seeing you again. It's incredible, all these wonderful people. We'll talk more later. Actually, hold on. Let's see if it is this. Take a look at this menu here. This is crazy. It's crazy how this is all evolving. We're gonna get back. We're gonna get back to you. I've decided to read you a poem by none other than the surrealist poet Russell Edson, who I might have played some of his stuff for you before. But here's a quick one. Let's see if we can read a quick one. The death of dentistry. For some reason, there was a vein of teeth that had developed without jaw or appetite in the earth, like precious metals or stones. The toothless came here to bite the earth and to come away with teeth stabbed into their gums. No telling what one would come up with. Tusks, tiny mouse teeth. A toothless man, no longer toothless, cried through hippopotamus teeth. I have got myself handsome with a smile full of hippopotamus teeth. Ah, but teeth are designed to a diet. He with cow's teeth ate grass, saying, I do not like grass, but I eat grass because it fits my teeth. A cripple who must wear an ugly shoe. Never mind the glass slipper. If the shoe fits, wear it. And so they wore their teeth like shoes. Many, allowing this wisdom, walked on their teeth. Others, moving one more step in logic, kicked their feet into the earth, driving teeth into their feet. These are funny shoes, said some. But if the shoe fits... Others began to chew their food by stamping on it. And so they came one more step in logic and stuffed their shoes in their mouths, crying, we have got leather teeth. It was terrible that destiny had come so far only to die at the foot of human logic. Okay, here we go. I've got to make this declaration. I'm not even getting enough time to even plug in the microphone. Here we go. I'm just saying it out loud. I came across a VCR that I got to give back to my buddy at some point. Now, I've got the technology to digitize VHS tapes. So what this means is I have the original footage of this movie that I shot back at Columbia College called 1mm. And wow, this just changes this whole thing. So I've got all that original footage. What I'm thinking is, I edit it. I have the original edit somewhere on VHS. But I edit this thing. I add some music in there. And wow, I saw that Ukrainian band tonight. They were phenomenal. And now I'm starting to wonder what that would be like to get their music into this. It's basically a silent film. And it would just be their music played throughout. That's it. Their music would explain the emotions of what's happening there on screen. So, there you go. I'm going to go through this footage. We'll see what we can do. I will let you know more. I actually put some of the footage, 1 millimeter. I think I put it in a story, or maybe I don't know if I put it in a regular video. But it's called 1 millimeter. It's fun. This is very exciting. Very, 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 very exciting. You know what? Let's see what we can do here. Let's see if we can. Oh. See. Go. That was Johann Sebastian Bach with Flight of the Caterpillar. Flight with his rendition of Flight of the Caterpillar of the Caterpillar. And that was the Flight of the Caterpillar. And now, this break, this coffee break, that is. Yowza, 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 that was good, that was good. Uh-huh. That was good. That was good. I'm not gonna lie. Ain't gonna lie this time. Say what? I ain't gonna lie to you. Come on, that's right, I ain't gonna do it. No way, I ain't gonna lie to you now. Say what, that's right, it ain't gonna happen. And now a page from the book. Page from the book. Here we go. I'm going to read to you the flyer. When we did the Bloody Bobby flyer, on the front, you know, I ought to take a photo of this. I just might go ahead and do that, accompany this. I've got about four or five of these little giblets. Might as well. I made it as homemade as possible, as just as dirty and sloppy, just as sloppy as posse. So basically, it's sort of, there's blood dripping up from the bottom of the page. So it almost looks like stalactites or stalagmites, whatever that is, but it's like bloody, but it's like dripping upside down. And at the top of it, see, it's sort of framed by a cauldron around the sides, which has like smoke and fire kind of enveloping it. I thought it'd be kind of funny to show this blood dripping upside down from the bottom of it. And at the top, there's like this cauldron. There are these three, could it be four, spirit, sort of like three druids, it looks like. Looks like maybe a cat or some kind of a sphinx grappled to the top of the head of this. Some sort of beast on the top of this head. Now, I don't know if these are like frogs or bats. It looks like there's something in here. I don't know if they're on fire or if they're just shaped that way, but they're in the cauldron. These guys have sticks, long sticks. They're stirring the cauldron. This guy pointed over. He's pointing at something. He's leaning over. He's pointed at something. Behind him, it looks like someone who's like wearing a mask, almost like a skull, and they got a sort of a stegosaurus kind of hoodie on. Merging in the shadows, very cross-stitched. Reminds me of sort of John Severin. Or John Severin. He's a phenomenal artist. He used to work for, I think it was Mad Magazine. Cracked? It was Cracked. So it says here, welcome to the show. Right at the top of the cauldron. But let me remind you, above, so let's see if we divide this into one. Okay, that's fair. Thirds, okay? The first third is the drawing of what I just described, the druids. And then bam. So they're standing behind a cauldron. The cauldron kind of, I stretched it out off to the sides here. So it kind of goes off to the sides. And it says, welcome to the show. So I'm kind of giving the idea like, because the people who are behind this was basically Brian DeVille, myself, and Jennifer Shendenen, who's both, well, she's my publicist, my spiritual advisor, my health guru, food guru. I'll say she's my food guru. And lots of other, just very, very responsible, very responsible. So we sort of represented these druids at the top here. And back there, the Wizard of LA, kind of peering over the corner. Welcome to the show. On the left side, enjoy music by Small Drone Orchestra, Wick End, DJ Pax. On the right side, Spooky Artistry by Ricardo Cisneros, Roxanne Zadell, Sue Denim, Tim Chavez, Zoe's Coffin Crafts. On the left side, screening of unreleased horror, Bloody Bobby, in 5D. Now that that it's so funny because the font on this thing is really it's kind of pixelated. It looks like a, I don't want to say as like a dot matrix. Let's just think about like a copy machine and, you know, this stuff that people kind of cut and paste and put together, kind of like a zine. I kind of wanted to make this kind of like, it's kind of like a zine. So you're going to see some different kind of fonts in here. Now it says here Bloody Bobby in 5D. Now that's a font I found that looks kind of bloody. Looks like it's bleeding downwards though. So imagine at the bottom of the page, it's bleeding upwards. On the right side, sponsored by Meat Clown Buttons and Hollowood World. Say hello to Loco Coco. He's a clown who's running around there. Now, if you turn this thing upside down, what we got here is in different font entirely. It's kind of shrunken. Not responsible for the giggles, fainting, nightmares, nausea, or rather nausea. Now, N-A-U, is that N-A-U? So that's like, oh, that's interesting. N-A-U, is that sort of like new? Now. New is now, if you think about that. New is now. A sea of now, now see. Not responsible for the giggles, fainting, nightmares, nausea, paranormal abductions, hallucinations. And there you have it. I'm going to take a picture of this, okay? If it cuts me off, you know why. If it doesn't, we might also know why. But maybe we don't know why we know why. As it does, it often happens. Oh, it's cool. I'm holding this up in front of the Himalayan salt lamp right now. Oh my god, this is awesome. I'm taking a photo so it glows. Let's see what we can do here. Let's see if we can get this baby to glow, man. Wowzers. Wow. Incredible. Here we go. Oh my god, this is crazy. Do this. All right, here we go. That's good. Yeah, that's glowing. Kind of like this one. Yeah, that's good. This one's glowing. Yeah. All right, here we go. Easy. Yeah, that's good. That's just what we need. Here we go. And a one and a two. There we go. So we just took the photo. Mission accomplished. Let's see if the true mission is accomplished, if you're still on. Yeah, you are, man. You are on, man. You know, it's a celebration of being on. I think I'm going to read to you from this. This is sort of the recent idea book. So recent. It's the Twin Peaks one. It's got the Bookhouse Boys out on the front. All right, so let's see. What do we got? Oh, did I talk about this one yet? So this was something that Josh, my brother and I think we were kind of jamming on the what if about something called Good News Bears. So this is a paper route. These are kids. It takes place in Chicago. Little kids, you know, heck, maybe it takes place in near the maybe the climax of the movie, the big crazy night, happens on that Super Bowl night when the Bears are winning. So we have a multiple of like bam, 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 bam. Wow. This is great. This is great. I love when these epiphanies, when these revelations, when these ideas evolve while I'm recording. Here's Gonzo. So, good news bears, all right? So, that's so cool. So, it's basically kids who have their own paper route. And they start kind of running the neighborhood. Because what they start doing is they kind of start putting their own zines into the newspapers. They start getting their own, you know, their own comics into there. Their own, you know, they get their own... get their own information in there. They report the news to the kids, you know, to their own friends. And so it's great because it starts getting the neighborhoods involved with reading these newspapers. Maybe they transport information, you know, through and through. Heck, maybe one of the dads owns a copy copy store or something. Or maybe he's just got a printer. He finds an old printer, like the tech kid. So basically, here, kids putting cartoons messages into the papers they have on their paper route. So these are the different kinds of kids. We got a gross out kid, draws lots of maniacal art, possibly goth. So he's just kind of like, you know, just bloody, kind of gross. I knew a kid in high school named Rob Garwacki. He was always drawing like the most sort of like just sort of demonic kind of, oh man, he drew just sort of like this beautifully ugly art, and it helped shape how I looked at art and how I started drawing. I started just drawing, the only way I could describe it is ugly, just ugly. And then what helped also shape it was watching, you know, looking at the Tick comics by Ben Edlund, phenomenal artist, and also Madman by Mike Allred. Man. So, okay, so we got gross out kid. We got one kid who's very responsible. He's always trying to make money on the side. He reminds me of our friend that we grew up with, Rob Houston. This kid... at a very young age, he was mowing lawns. I mean, this kid had jobs. He was helping out with home improvement type stuff. He was doing all kinds of stuff. This kid was just phenomenal, making money all over the place. So lawns, got a paper out. He shingles roofs. You know, you're like, what are you doing, dude? He's like, oh, I'm building the, you know, Miss Harrison wants a wishing well. All right, cool. And I figured while I was down here, I might as well build a secret passage, you know? So it's like, wow, look what you did. This obviously would echo a lot of how my brother and I grew up in Carroll Stream, Illinois, with the cornfield nearby. You know, we could include the cornfield, of course. We got a conspiracy theory kid. A kid, you know, he's obsessed with 9/11, JFK. Oh, no, you know what? I would think... yeah, he can still be obsessed with JFK. Yeah, why not? Because it's 19, whatever that is. Shame on me for not knowing. I'm a Chicagoan. You know, that was a very prideful day in Chicago history. The Super Bowl Shuffle. Super Bowl Shuffle came out. How cool would that be? To license that song and the kids listen to that when they're riding around on their paper route. Oh, my God, that'd be awesome. And they synchronize their radios. They got their boom boxes strapped to their bikes. And they all have their all their wheels sound like those little motorcycles. I love the banana seat bikes. One kid has a dirt bike, you know, he's always doing jumps. Maybe they're always doing jumps. climbing trees. Building tree houses. So, let's see. Yeah. So you just got all these different kids. And I thought a while ago, this idea for a kid who, and maybe he's part of this, a kid who, hey, Gonzo. Kitty, kitty. Hi, little guy. You're so cool. I'll lay on my chest here. I'll do that. You're so cool. Hi. Hey there. I've been putting this almond oil on my face. He's smelling my face. Maybe he's smelling that almond oil. Oh, man. I just put a tiny bit. Rub it under my eyes, my forehead. He's standing on the... You're so funny. So... I was thinking it was a kid who basically he's got a Mr. Microphone and he's got, you know, heck, maybe he finds a way to with the techie kid. Maybe the kids have walkie talkies. maybe even CBs. You know, that'd be funny if they actually had CBs on their bicycles. They find a way to generate some sort of battery powered. Oh, you're so cute, Gonzo. They find some way to hook CBs up to their bicycles. That'd be awesome. Hey, kitty. So I was thinking, this one kid.
Hi.
Maybe he rides around the cul-de-sac, or maybe even the whole block. For instance. I remember there's this part near where I grew up. I love going over here. There's a park. So the houses were formed almost kind of like around a circle.
Hi.
They're formed kind of around a circle. And in the middle was a park. So I was imagining maybe this kid, he rides around. Riding around. And he has, like, for... maybe 2 hours each Saturday morning.
Hi.
He has his own little radio show for that little neighborhood, for the circle. Heck, maybe he rides around the entire block. Maybe it's one of those kind of things where he just rides around the block. And he's, you know, he does it. It's his mobile radio show. And he tunes into those radios, you know, maybe he gets a transistor booster. So everybody on the block, they all sit out almost like it's a parade. And they sit around. And he rides around and gives his little radio show. Well, that'd be funny. Throughout the day, maybe each of the kids have a different sort of like 2-hour sort of broadcast. So the Good News Bears, maybe they decide, they supplement the other newspaper news with their own news, which is all about good news, which is all about the good stuff that's going on in the neighborhood. And then the neighbors start getting really excited about being brought, you know, put into the zines that these kids are making that are put in the newspapers. And it starts inspiring the neighborhood. They all start, you know, sort of like, man, wouldn't that be interesting? Heck, maybe one of the stories that's told so cool. Heck, maybe that's one of the radio shows that one of the kids does. It's called the Good News Bears. But maybe that's the thing, the kids give all the good news of the local neighborhood. They let each other know about all the great stuff. You know, Barbara just won the spelling bee. Barbara Cunningham just won the spelling bee, you know, third grade.
all the most uncommon sports, you know, that you, that, like, it'd be interesting if, like, if most of, like, things like soccer or the archery club or the Boy Scouts, you know, like all the good news that, oh, one of the kids, he could be an Eagle Scout. That would be awesome. It'd be interesting if that was the responsible kid, maybe. Maybe he's the Eagle Scout. There's a lot to ponder. There's a lot to ponder. We will no doubt get back to this conundrum someday in the future. For now, I bid you farewell. And please, if you feel like contributing to Inspirato Projecto, please feel free to call 561-203-9179. We are in Jupiter. We are on Jupiter. Okay? 561-203-9179. And we'll play your audio on here. You can also email me, inspiratoprojecto@gmail.com. Send me your audio if you got music. If you, you know, I've got some listeners out there in Jamaica. You know, if you send me sounds of just the local life, just send me any sort of soundscapes. Look at that. Right when I said that, all of a sudden we had heard the sound of cars zooming outside. Wow. I love it. The serendipity is at an all-time high. 561-203-9179. Gonzo, is there anything you want to say? Anything you want to say? All right, we will talk to you later. Thanks for listening. We're out here at a park. There's a soccer game happening off here to my right.
Okay, how's everybody doing?
Some people in yellow.
How are you doing?
Yellow neon shirts. People in darker shirts. Are these, is this art? Is this art over here?
By the way, give yourselves a big round of applause. Say thank you to yourselves.
Wow, here we are. Here it is, here it is.
Where are my Ukrainian Ukrainiacs? Where are they? People from Ukraine, where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Oh, you can do better than that, Ukraine. I know you can. Come on, Ukraine. I love you guys. I love Ukraine. By the way, you know, did you know this? I didn't know this. I had to look this up because I tried to apply for this. The Sergei Kuryokin Prize.
You know, do you guys know who the entertainment director is? The people who are setting up, like, the bands and whatnot?
I saw her around, but I'm not sure. Tonight, coming up here in just a second, they won that prize. And that's a big deal for them. So, are you ready to hear us? She's the executive. Nora Ross is the executive. You got to put your hands together and let them feel... A warm North Hollywood welcome. Would you please put your hands together? Come on, make some noise!
Where are you from?
Oh, I'm with this band Yachtly Crew. We've been playing all over the place. I thought it'd be kind of cool if we could play at one of these things at some point.
Yeah, we're booked for these next until August 3rd. Mm. But then we're probably 90% when we do it again next year.
Oh, okay,
so, yeah,
cool.
So talking to Valley Cultural.
I love it.
That's cute. Okay.
Do what? So I should give one of these to her for sure?
Yes.
Oh, good.
100%.
Cool. Okay, cool. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
I'm Kurt. Nice
Kurt
to meet you.
Kurt Saha, good to meet you. Oh, dude, I'm excited.
Excuse me.
Kalech. We have the Habracha from Free Ukraine.
Everybody, gather around. Want to hear the Inspirato hotline number?
Yeah!
All right. Goes a little bit like this. 561-203-9179-er. 561-203-9179-er. Say, I got an idea. How about you try it?
Sounds great!
Okay, here we go. 561-203-9179-er. That sounds great.
561-203-9179-er.
That sounds awesome. 561-203-9179-er. 203-9179er.
Hey, it is Maria, and I'm just calling because you have so much funny stuff on your show right now. First of all, I want to start off with the bugs in the guy's rectum. I have some advice for him. Well, perhaps he should give Philip Dick a call, because wasn't that one of his storylines? The aliens bugging the guy? And then what about Alfred Hitchcock with all those birds on the wine barrel? And to answer your question, what do you do if there's an earthquake? Drink fast. And Sorority Party Massacre? Oh, my goodness. That sounds like some good horror. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Well, howdy there, Pilgrim. By now you must know you're listening to the Inspirato Projecto. Hey there, partner. You can't touch me like that.
Hey, man, yeah, all right. It's okay. I'm with the TSA. Hey, yeah, man. It's all right. It's okay. Yippee-ki-yay! Hey!
Well, since you put a yippee-ki-yay on that, hombre, I suppose it's all right if you touch my little duster.
All right, man! Hey, way to go! That's the way to be! TSA, all the way!
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate all the love. I will continue to give wonderful content, and I hope you continue to listen. I'll also chime in on your channel too, okay? Thank you so much.
And now, The Family Monkey from The Tunnel by Russell Edson. We bought an electric monkey experimenting rather recklessly with funds carefully gathered since grandfather's time for the purchase of a steam monkey. We had either, by this time, the choice of an electric or gas monkey. The steam monkey is no longer being made, said the monkey merchant, but the family always planned on a steam monkey. Well, said the monkey merchant, just as the wind-up monkey gave way to the steam monkey has given way to the gas and electric monkeys. Is that like the grandfather clock being replaced by the grandchild clock? Sort of, said the monkey merchant. So he bought the electric monkey and plugged its umbilical cord into the wall, the smoke coming out of its fur told us something was wrong. We had electrocuted the family monkey.